Hello and welcome. This is my second Reflective Journal. Today we're going to be talking about, as a senior athletic training student, what do I perceive my greatest strengths and weaknesses to be? And how can I enhance these strengths and improve on perceived weaknesses? So, here we go. But you gotta keep your head up. Hello. As discussed, we're going to be talking about some strengths and weaknesses that I have as an athletic training student. It is Sunday. It is the 2.5 weeks into the semester. Had a pretty busy week with football and whatnot. It is the 9th. So let's get started. So, strengths. I would say my biggest strength is staying positive and seeing the good in everything. Whether that might be I get something wrong or I don't do something properly, I'm able to receive that criticism and see that it's a positive thing that I didn't make a mistake. No, you don't want to make a mistake, but in order to learn, you have to. You can't just do it right every time. Is probably one of my biggest strengths, and I guess that goes hand in hand with being able to overcome adversity, because I am optimistic and I don't see it as something that really holds me down. So that's pretty good. Another thing is I feel like I do good at building those. I always say interpersonal relationships between the athletes and preceptors and even coaches. Once you have that trust, once you know someone on just a personal basis, whether besides like you are helping them as an athletic training student, they respect you and they trust you a lot more. So that is also a big strength. What are some of my weaknesses? So I would say, this would be funny to say, but sometimes my weaknesses is not knowing what I'm not good at. I don't know until I try it again or revisit it. But overall, I would say that's one of them. And also it is staying updated and staying wanting to keep revisiting those things that I don't really feel comfortable with, whether that might be maybe the upper extremity or it might be a specific injury, something of that nature. So that's really where the strength and weaknesses. So how can I enhance these strengths and improve on the weaknesses? Sort of goes hand in hand with this journal. It's a reflective journal. It's good to take a step back from the situation to see what you're really doing. What are you just going through the motions? Are you really getting as much as you can? Are you putting yourself into situations, learning situations that you're not necessarily as comfortable with? So then it allows you and privileges you a new opportunity in which you can get something better of it. So that's really how I can enhance those strengths and help those weaknesses. So that's all I have for today. Stay tuned for next week.